So the President of the European Council, Donald Tusk, the President of the European Commission, Jean-Claude Juncker, and the NATO Secretary General, Jens Stoltenberg, will now make short statements. Gentlemen.
Thank you. In the 2 years since the NATO summit in Newport in the UK, the world as we know it has changed dramatically. Its most blatant example is what has happened to the then host country of that meeting. I don't need to list the multitude of crises on our doorstep and in our backyard. You know them as well as I do. Today, the EU and NATO face the same threats, whether they come from the east or the south, or indeed from within, in the form of challenges to the order based on liberal democratic values we have come to believe as our birthright. In these new realities, our citizens are demanding greater security, no matter whether they live in countries belonging to the EU, to NATO, or to both. It is our democratic responsibility as leaders to deliver. To be sure, Europe can and should do more to bolster our own capabilities and readiness, including spending more and more wisely. However, our European initiatives should not be an alternative to cooperation with NATO. Instead of maintaining an illusion of going it alone, we need to increase our value as a NATO friend. That is why we are calling today for a strengthening of the strategic partnership between the European Union and the North Atlantic Alliance. Even though our internal and external security are closely linked, sometimes it seems as if the EU and NATO were on two different planets and not headquartered in the same city. Our two organizations have partly overlapping but different memberships. They own rules and procedures. On the other hand, they are complementary and mutually reinforcing. Therefore, it makes sense to work more closely together. We want to be ready to respond and coordinate our actions if and when one of our members or institutions comes under hybrid threats. We equally want to prevent attacks. This is why we intend to improve our interaction, to intensify intelligence sharing among our staff, and to conduct parallel and coordinated exercises. At stake is real life. Our critical infrastructure could be attacked. Our banking system could be hacked, or our citizens could be exposed to disinformation campaigns via social networks. As our own security starts often at the borders of our partners and neighbors, we will help them strengthen their capacity to react to various security and defense challenges as well. To conclude, I would like to say that we are bound by much more than only common threats. The parties to the North Atlantic Treaty declared that they are, and I quote, determined to safeguard the freedom, common heritage, and civilization of their peoples, founded on the principles of democracy, individual liberty, and the rule of law. End of quote. The founding treaties of the European Union are based on the same principles. Loyalty to these values remains not only a precondition for the coherence of our community, but in fact, is the very reason why we are ready to defend one another. Anyone who weakens these values will, in effect, lead to the weakening of our security sooner or later. Our cooperation is a strategic priority. Our greatest strength is unity of values and purpose. Thank you.
The declaration we signed today sends a clear message. A stronger European Union means a stronger NATO, and a stronger NATO means a stronger European Union. Our actions, our resources complement each other. But today, we have decided to do more. We must use all the tools at our disposal. This is an area where the European Union has to be ambitious. Last week, Federica Mogherini presented the EU's global strategy on security and foreign policy to heads of state and government. This is a clear statement of our political ambition. The European Union will play its part in full. Over the past 18 months, we have already done a lot. Our work is underway. In April this year, we launched our strategy on hybrid threats. This is the mark of a changing world, where the military threat is one of many. Our European External Action Service is now working closely with NATO to take this forward, especially when it comes to detecting and responding to hybrid threats. Our cybersecurity, we launched this week a new public-private partnership to strengthen this vital sector. Over the next 4 years, we aim to mobilize 1.8 billion euros in new investment. A stronger European defense requires a stronger European defense industry. This is possible only if member states do cooperate. Later this year, we'll table our defense action plan. It will bring together all the tools that the European Union can offer, our policies, programs, and funding to support defense cooperation and our defense industry. Research will play an important role with our programs financing new research into technologies that support the defense industry. A preparatory action worth 90 million euros is already agreed. At the same time, we are deepening our cooperation with partners in our neighborhood. Today, more than ever, development and security go hand in hand. Earlier this week, we decided to amend our instrument for stability and peace. Thanks to our decision, we can now strengthen our partners' capacity. Between now and 2020, we'll allocate up to 100 million euros to build security capabilities, including military, so that our partners can better prevent and respond to crises. And finally, our maritime cooperation with NATO has already shown its effectiveness. As part of our response to the refugee crisis, NATO works closely with the EU's military operation SOFIA and the EU's border management agency Frontex to conduct intelligence and surveillance in the Aegean Sea. These are the many areas where the European Union and NATO cooperation is practical and is urgent. Our roles are complementary, but we have every reason to work more closely together. As we confront instability, this is not a time for introspection or isolation. We must show unity and a new sense of purpose. This is the essence of our declaration today, which was consulted with all member states of both organizations, and together we are already turning its words into action. Thank you, Jens.
Good afternoon. President Donald Tusk and President Jean-Claude Juncker and I have just signed the declaration to give new substance and new impetus to the partnership between NATO and the European Union. And this historic decision will enable us to work even closer together and closer than ever before. Our security is interconnected, and we face a range of unprecedented challenges. Separately, neither NATO nor the European Union can fully address them. But together, we are a formidable team with the tools necessary to protect our citizens and to project stability in our neighborhood. By working together, we make the most efficient use of our resources. Unity and cooperation between NATO and the European Union remains as important as ever. In these times of uncertainty, our partnership is increasingly essential. We have a united stance on Russia. The EU has delivered economic sanctions. NATO has delivered the greatest increase in our collective defense since the end of the Cold War. Together, we are also tackling the human trafficking in the Aegean, and we have seen results. The number of crossings have decreased from thousands a day to close to zero. From the start of this year, NATO and the European Union have reached two formal arrangements on Aegean cooperation and on cyber defenses. So we have actually concluded more formal arrangements in the past 6 months than in the previous 13 years. And that says something about that we are making progress in the cooperation between NATO and the European Union. Now is the time to take our cooperation to a new, even higher level. Today, we decided that we will do this based on consultations within each organization with our member states. We will boost our common ability to counter hybrid threats, including through timely information sharing, through cooperation on civil preparedness, cyber defense, and strategic communications. We have developed playbooks to address hybrid threats, identifying who does what in our nations if our nations come under hybrid attack. And today, I have shared with the President of the European Commission NATO's baseline requirements for national resilience on issues such as energy security, food and water supplies, and continuity of government, so we can be better coordinated. We will also expand our cooperation in the Mediterranean Sea, where information sharing and coordination can make us more effective in tackling illegal migration, terrorism, and other challenges. We will work more closely together on cybersecurity and defense. We will do more to help our partners build up their own defense capabilities. And we will train and practice our cooperation through linked exercises. NATO and the European Union have both made enduring contributions to the peace and stability we have enjoyed in Europe over decades. We are unique and essential partners. Together, we can be more effective in protecting our citizens and upholding our common values. So, Donald and Jean-Claude, I'm pleased and proud that we are moving forward and closer together, and that we are enhancing the cooperation between NATO and the European Union. I look forward to working with Federica on implementing what we have decided, and I look forward to welcoming all of you at the NATO summit here in Warsaw later on today. So once again, thank you both to Donald and to Jean-Claude.
Thank you.
Thank you.
This concludes the press statement and this event. Thank you.